But getting back to the secrecy.
Yeah.
The Q clearances. Yeah. I'll tell you how secret it was. Let's see, I'm trying to think of how I can tell you. After I moved to Las Vegas with my husband, Duke Daly, mm-hmm. who went to work for Edgerton, Germishausen, and Greer.
And this again was 50...
This was 59.
1959.
About in 1959 or 1960, Edgerton, Germishausen, and Greer had another... They were building... They were doing other things besides at the test site. They were making secret devices.
Okay.
I guess cameras aren't so secret, but things that you did testing with for atomic tests. Mm-hmm. Because they were known to do the timing and firing out here at the test site.
Right.
They were selling these items to other countries. One was the French Atomic Energy Commission, which was the Commission de l'Energie Atomique. It just so happened at that time I spoke French pretty well. I had taken French all during high school and, of course, at University of California Radiation Laboratory while I was there.
Yeah.
The French Atomic Energy Commission sent these engineers from France to Las Vegas to look at the equipment to buy. The only people who could talk to them were people who had secret clearances. It just so happened that I had a special clearance because I worked out at the test site, and I also had worked for the University of California Radiation Laboratory. So my husband worked for Edgerton, Germishausen, and Greer, and when these French scientists came over, there were only two people who were cleared to escort them around, and I was one, and my husband was the other.